As Chab, the younger otter, sculled their coracle toward the pier, Wulki lectured him.
Listen, Chab, don't you ever say we're weak. Us otters have to stay and obey Felis because we've all got families and young ones to worry about. They'd be the ones to suffer if ever we tried anything. Shellhound's free as the air. That rogue can afford to be an outlaw. Besides, he's a sea dog, not a stream otter like us.
Chab rested his paddle.
But wonder us that were once the warriors of Green Isle, and haven't we got the blood of the High Queen Relaine Wildluff running in our veins?
Wulki sighed.
Aye, that's truth to tell, Chab, but 'tis many a hundred seasons since those days. The High Queen is naught but a thing for songs and poems to tell our little uns now.
An irate voice called to them from on shore.
If you two don't move yourselves, I'll skin the hide from your rudders!
This threat was followed by the crack of a whip. Wheelmark Scott was a burly ginger feral cat, hated by all the otters for his arrogance and cruelty. He stood on the pier end, coiling his long whip, watching the little fishing coracle heave to. As a Wheelmark, he was a high-ranking officer of the cat guards. Strutting back and forth, Wheelmark Scott began haranguing the otters.
Steer your stumps, water dogs. Get that catch up there and stand and be searched. Move yourselves.
Wulki and Chab spread their nets with its small catch of trout and gudgeon. They both stood to one side, paws spread wide, as a feral cat soldier searched them for concealed weapons, which otters were forbidden to carry, or any type of contraband. Scott took 5 of the 8 fish they had caught, leaving them the 3 smallest. He scowled at the searcher.
Will, are they clear?
The soldier tossed 2 sharpened mussel shells, which the fisher beasts were allowed to carry in the course of their trade, down onto the pier. He saluted with his spear.
Aye, they're clear, Wheelmark.
Scott watched Wulki and Chab carefully.
Go on then. Get going, both of you.
As they walked away, Scott's keen gaze was still inspecting them.
Halt right there. Don't move.
The 2 otter slaves froze in their tracks. Scott walked over and placed his face close to Chab's, grinning wickedly at him.
You there. Guard, lift this un's left foot paw.
The soldier hastened to obey. Scott struck the raised foot paw with his whipstock, and 2 perfectly symmetrical purple mussel pearls rolled out onto the pier. Scott feigned surprise.
Boy, me clothes! What's this?
Chab murmured awkwardly.
Sir, they're only baubles for me little daughter to play with.